Thanks for being with us. Download the WNML app. Listen to us on the go. Listen on demand in the podcast section. As you hear little Eric Church there coming back in, that's Alan Bell's music from Sportsline.com. He joins us now. He does each and every week on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline. Alan, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. Y'all doing all right?
Yeah, doing really well. Moving forward to the month of June, trying to get closer to the return of any sport, EPL coming back in mid-June. And I'll go ahead and ask you, it's a weekly question I ask about Jadeveon Clowney, but you've had some talk about the Cleveland Browns offering up maybe the most money, but we know he hasn't accepted it yet. So what do you make of kind of the latest conversation there with Clowney, with what options he might be considering, and if there is a place where he's still most likely to land?
Yeah, definitely. It's It makes sense of what we've been talking about, you know, the last couple of weeks, month or so, that, you know, Clowney really is going to take his time during the summer and, you know, just wait until football gets a little bit closer, till teams are, you know, on the field and training camp, and see if he can get his value up, see if he can get some more teams interested and use that to leverage a higher contract, right? So it totally makes sense. I mean, Cleveland offering the most money also makes sense because they have the most to offer. You know, when compared to the Seahawks and the Titans, I still think the Titans are the favorites. We do as well at Sportsline. We have been favorited to sign them. But again, you know, it will come down to, you know, what the cost and the price of him is going to be. If it gets above, you know, $14, $15, $16 million, I think the Browns might be the only team that would, you know, really be involved. I don't think the Titans are going to spend all that much. And I know the Seahawks don't have the money to do it. So, you know, it all depends. But yeah, I mean, it makes sense. You know, he's just going to take his time and probably make a decision, you know, closer to August.
Well, and don't you think that's what the Browns have to do at this point in time to attract those free agents, especially after falling short in Baker Mayfield's sophomore season last year? I mean, they've got to pay top dollar to be competitive with other teams.
Yeah, they definitely do. And, you know, they're going to have to overpay for sure. You know, a couple things, you know, throw a little bit of a wrench into it for everybody. You know, you look at, you know, this year in terms of a season, which I don't think there's going to be, you know, any issue, you know, with a year. But if there are limitations in terms of fans going to stadiums, you know, it's going to affect revenue and it'll affect the salary cap for next year. So do the Browns want to pay, you know, a high price for a guy who's really looking to, you know, possibly leave after 1 year if they're not offering a multi-year contract? But, you know, your point is valid and correct that the Browns are going to have to overpay because they don't, you know, offer exactly what the Titans and the Seahawks do. And that's a chance to theoretically get to an NFC or AFC championship.
We are talking to Alan Bell. Sportsline.com is the website. He's on Twitter at AlanBell247. I saw you note that from William Hill, 89% of the total dollars wagered on the Baltimore Ravens 11.5 win total is on the under. 89%. What are we to make of that number? What do you make of the Ravens heading into this upcoming year off Lamar's MVP season?
Yeah, you know, I think it goes to show, you know, that fans are seeing a high number and, you know, taking the under, which makes sense. However, you know, if you're kind of a sharp better looking at what the Ravens did last year, which doesn't always mean that much in the NFL, it truly is a, you know, a year-to-year type of league. But look at the Ravens. I mean, they got better again this year. They had a phenomenal draft. They've got one of the quote-unquote easier schedules in the NFL. They don't leave the Eastern time zone after week two. You know, this is a Ravens team that can be really good. It's going to depend on what the Steelers look like in the AFC North. You know, it'll look like, you know, what the Browns look like in the AFC North. But again, you know, such a massive, massive amount of the money, you know, being bet on the under, which again, you know, a lot of times people say, you know, when the public goes one way, the sharps go the other. I wouldn't be surprised if that evens out here pretty soon.
Yeah, when you start fading people, you're usually fading me there, Alan Bell. I do admit, although Josh could vouch for me, I got lucky a couple times last season.
Couple of times, and the right word was lucky on some of that.
I love it.
Hey, Alan, sticking in the division, the AFC North, when you look at the Cleveland Browns, Baker Mayfield has taken a different approach to this offseason. He's kind of shutting his mouth and going to try and let his game speak for himself. Will this new approach pay off for him in his third year in the NFL?
Well, I'll tell you this. It'll be a good thing for Browns fans and for him if they start losing games. And while in the middle of losing those games, every commercial is Baker Mayfield. That certainly did not help him last year. You know, we'll see. I mean, you know, it all comes down to, you know, the work that he, you know, is putting in right now. And, you know, I don't want to put it all on him either. You know, football is a team game for sure. But the quarterback, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. And, you know, I like to use not to use a local guy, you know, that you all know and love, and Peyton Manning. You know, obviously he is as talented as it gets. But, you know, there was a lot of work that guy put in, you know, just day after day after day. I mean, he did not stop grinding. And there's a reason why he was so successful. And you know, Baker Mayfield could take, you know, some notes off of what Peyton Manning did in his career, that, you know, you don't just rest on how good of a player you are. You constantly get better, and you learn your opponents, and you learn schemes, and you truly devote yourself, you know, to the game. And if he could do that, the Browns could be phenomenal, because, I mean, they have talent everywhere. You've got Nick Chubb, who's going to be a stud, Odell Beckham, who's a stud, Jarvis Landry, who's a stud, Myles Garrett on defense, and so many more on defense. That defense is legit. And then you're talking about, if you add Jadeveon Clowney possibly as well, the Browns could be really good, but they've got to put that thing together at the quarterback position, and they got to put it together in the locker room too.
Alan Bell is with us, sportsline.com. And Alan, I want to step away from the NFL with you for a moment. Major League Baseball, what are the odds, I guess, literally, that they do get something worked out? What do you think, having watched what's happened this past week and over the last several weeks with the disagreements between the players and the owners?
Yeah, so it looks very, you know, kind of low chances, you know, so to say, right now, because the owners are basically offering players about 20% of their contracts for, you know, half a year. Now, let me say this. This isn't new, and it isn't new to Major League Baseball. NFL owners do the same thing. You know, if you have a small amount of owners and a large amount of players, well, what you do is you lowball offer them, and you kind of pit them against each other. And that's what Major League Baseball is doing right now. So I think that they'll find a way to get this thing done. They're going to have to get to it pretty soon. But Major League Baseball needs the money. And there's no way that they can go without, you know, a year, half a season, whatever that they can get together. They just simply can't afford to not do it. And then you throw in Minor League Baseball, which is taking a massive hit already, as we've seen. Quite frankly, Major League Baseball has bills to pay this month. They have no money in the checking account, and they need money badly. So I'm going to say, as negative as it looks right now, that they get this thing done.
Well, we got asked a question yesterday, and it was extremely difficult to answer. But when you're looking at taking a side in this Major League Baseball dispute, are you on the player's side or are you on the owner's side?
Yeah, right now I'd be on the player's side. And the reason for it is this, is that the players went to the owners first and in good faith and said, hey, let's split this thing 50-50. We're going to take some losses on both sides and let's go. And then the owners came back with just another massive cut to the players. And the players said, hey, open up your books. Let us see these huge losses that you're talking about, and owners won't do it. So I'm on the player's side right now, but in the end, Major League Baseball has to get this thing done, and it's going to look bad on both sides if they don't.
Yeah, I mean, with all of these sports, the NBA trying to get back as well, there are a number of scenarios out there, playing tournament, group stage activity. There's a lot to be gained, a lot to be lost if it's not able to work out, but it just seems a lot more optimistic on the NBA side. I'll still say, surely baseball figures something out and makes a 2020 season happen, because good luck to the league if it doesn't.
Oh, agreed. And you know, they remember, you know, what happened in the 90s. And although this isn't the same situation as a strike, you know, it's just not good public, you know, relations. And Major League Baseball is about the last league that can afford negative PR, right? And I'm with you. I think they get this thing done. I think all the leagues do. You know, it might not look the same, but I think fans understand that, and they say, you know what, just give us something, give us the game back, and we'll embrace you.
Hey, before you go, what'd you think of the match this past weekend with Tiger and Peyton versus Phil and Tom Brady, how everything went and what they might do with it moving forward?
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. I thought it was phenomenal. I thought that a national audience got to see, you know, what we all know in terms of Peyton Manning being just absolutely hilarious. You know, can you know, own the room with no matter who's in it. I thought he really was the star of the show. Him and Tiger played some good golf. The course was tough. But, you know, I think moving forward, you're going to have to keep the star power there because that's what drove it. I think the way to do it the next time is that you move Peyton Manning over to Phil Mickelson's team and you add Michael Jordan to Tiger Woods' team. And I think if you have those two, you know, groups, it would be even more phenomenal. And I think even more people would jump in. I can't wait to see how they go about it.
Josh brought up a good point, though, Alan. Off the air, you're going to need HBO or somebody to pick that up if Jordan's going to be on that course.
The language, Alan, the language.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, you're exactly right.
But I'd love to see it. And I did suggest bring Peyton back, run it back. So I like that idea as well. I'm just glad they're going to do something with it, it looks like, moving forward. Alan, what's going on right now at sportsline.com?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're breaking down, you know, simulations on the NHL playoffs, the NBA playoffs, of how that would look, who we think would be favored. We're getting ready for the UFC fight night again coming this Saturday night, not to mention the Belmont Stakes is coming in mid-June, so we're getting prepared for that. And as always, the NFL is a major topic, too. So, yeah, go to sportsline.com, click the news tab at the top. It's free. Don't have to be a subscriber, and we'd love to have you come over.
Website sportsline.com. Follow him on Twitter as well, at AlanBell247. Alan, thanks for the time as always. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Man, I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much for having me.
Alan Bell with us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.